England is going crazy over its 18-year-old tennis phenomenon named Emma Raducanu, who recently won the US Open after having to play three extra matches just to qualify to even play in the tournament. She had an amazing run, and as a tennis fan myself, I've enjoyed every second of it. Raducanu came out of nowhere just a month earlier at Wimbledon, the biggest tennis tournament in the world. When she made it past the third round, the British media exploded, featuring her on the cover of nearly every newspaper. The pressure apparently got to her, and during her fourth round match, she had to retire because she began having a panic attack on court. It was a horrible thing to see and made her recent championship run at the US Open all the more incredible. Only a month after that horrible day at Wimbledon, she had completely regathered herself in New York and took down player after player over almost 3 weeks to take home the $2.5 million check. She was absolutely incredible. For tennis fans, it was a once-in-a-lifetime treat to watch something like this happen, and we can only hope that she'll win again. But Emma Raducanu's popularity has soared far beyond the tennis world, and that's what I want to talk about. She's a beautiful girl with an infectious smile and charming British accent. She's already been hired as a brand ambassador for Tiffany & Co. Other endorsement deals are sure to follow. Why are so many people who would never watch a tennis match in their life fawning over this 18-year-old? It's not just because of her athleticism, her looks, or her personality. It's her ethnicity which checks all the boxes the modern world loves. Raducanu is British, so naturally they adore her. Even the Queen has congratulated her on her success. But she wasn't born in Britain, she was born in Canada. So I'm guessing the Canadians feel a bit of an attachment to her as well. She moved to London, I believe, when she was 2. Her mother is Chinese, and for that she apparently speaks Mandarin. Her father is Romanian, and apparently she speaks Romanian as well. Not a bad pedigree, wouldn't you say? Why do people love these sorts of ethnical mashups so much? Nearly every commercial on TV features some person of uncertain race, same for print ads or music videos or any media at all. Multiracial people are everywhere, thought to be some of the most beautiful people on the planet, and they often are. If they're not beautiful, they're considered desirable, a more proper expression of the human species than the boring red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Those people that Jesus loved in the Sunday school song. Why is that? What's going on? The reason people do this is because the modern world has rejected the natural order of creation. Those who worship the world and not God seek to remove all distinction, all hierarchy from creation. Inequality is a natural component of creation. It wasn't a mistake caused by the fall of man, but a necessary element put there on purpose by God to make the earth and everything within and without beautiful, ordered, with purpose. Those people who worship equality believe differently. They reject the natural order. They reject any hierarchy. They want everything to be exactly the same. Men and women should all have the same jobs. They should all fight in wars. They should all be able to bear children. Many people, unknowingly or not, seek to destroy one of the most beautiful distinctions in all of creation, the difference between men and women. This is something that goes far beyond gay and lesbian culture. It may have started there, but it takes things way beyond. These same people reject the notion of age. Parents treat their grown adults as children, coddling them from cradle to grave. Communities refuse to hold teenagers accountable for violent crimes they've committed. Children who say the right thing are worshipped for their apparent wisdom and ability to communicate simply what adults could not. And at its most perverse, adults claim that children are valid sexual creatures. They say an age of consent is a cruel constraint placed upon them by adults. At the same time, those who reject the natural order of creation are trying to destroy the notion of gender and age, they're obsessed with removing the distinction of race or ethnicity. This is why the multiracial holds so much value. They represent a visible indicator of their journey away from red and yellow and black and white and a step towards a single race of undifferentiated humans. Racism, the mother of all sin, they'll tell you, would not exist if all humans were the same race. If you are a Christian, I'll ask you this. Do you think race was a mistake? Are the varying ethnicities of people, that beautiful diversity it's always so fun to see at the Olympic ceremonies, is that something God did not intend? Or did God purposefully make various races? Is it possible He made them for reasons beyond our comprehension? Racism is part of the fall, many Christians will say. Before Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge, racism wouldn't have existed. It might not have existed, but it's impossible to know because there was only one race at that time. It's difficult to be racist when everyone's the same race as yourself. What about later, when there were multiple ethnicities, you might ask? According to Genesis, God purposefully divided humanity into different tribes after the flood. They'd all been speaking one language and were attempting to build a tower that reached heaven, the Tower of Babel, as it's called. God was displeased with their pride and scattered them over the entire earth, giving them different languages to speak to ensure their separation. Was this punishment or something different? Foresight, perhaps. In an article called The Illusion of Nations, someone wrote about the Imaraticanu phenomenon, saying, at a time when many countries are going back to very ethnocentric models and policies, Emma is the best evidence that national identities are fading and we must embrace a geocentric mindset. Imaraticanu is the future of mankind. We can certainly hope the future of mankind is as beautiful, charming, and talented as Miss Raducanu, but with the aggressive destruction of all distinction throughout creation, of gender, of age, and yes, of race, I reject the notion that a single race of humans would be a good thing. It would be horrible, a terrible sadness, thousands of times more devastating than the extinction of a species. They do not want diversity. They do not want hierarchy. They want a mottled gray existence where everyone and everything are the same. The rainbow, it turns out, is a horrible metaphor for what they actually want. By celebrating gender, age, and race, one day, with much effort, we may reclaim that banner of true diversity for God. And that is my incredible opinion.